You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to understand once and for all what the heck being plant-based really means and why the heck you might want to consider basing yourself in plants too. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. I make my living preaching about plants. Plants are my passion. My business is Party in My Plants, and now my podcast is the Party in My Plants podcast. So I better have a damn good reason for including plants in my business name, other than it just being an awesome play on the Party in My Pants joke from Anchorman, which it is. I know. Well, I do have a damn good reason, and that is what I want to talk to you about today. Quick backstory. My foray into healthy eating was through veganism. If you haven't listened to the previous episode where I talk about the creamy coconut smoothie that changed my life, go back and listen. But Spark Notes, I drank one. It tasted awesome, made me feel awesome, and I awesomely went raw vegan overnight. At the time, I hadn't a clue what vegan meant. This was way before Beyonce and Jay-Z made it cool. Gas stations selling coconut water and packaged roasted chickpeas made it easy. And Instagram accounts made it sexy. I went vegan out of necessity. I had been sick for 8+ years waiting for something, anything that could help me feel better. For me, shifting to a vegan diet was that thing that helped me feel better. And so I clung to that vegan label out of sheer necessity because I thought the only key to my health and happiness lay in my vegan identity. After that milkshake, not a single day went by without me repeating my tagline, "No thanks, I'm a vegan." That old joke, "How do you know if someone's a vegan? Don't worry, they'll tell you," was the story of my life. Talia became synonymous with vegan the way that Geico is synonymous with saving 15% in 15 minutes. There was just something so comforting about announcing to the world that I was a vegan. Its black and whiteness helped me control myself from eating foods that damaged my sensitive digestive system, like cheese and hamburgers. So I guess like cheeseburgers. And it worked. 4 years on strictly 100% plants changed my body, my mind, my spirit, my mood, my energy, my weight, my digestion, my eating habits, my life. So 4 years later, when I randomly started eyeballing my boyfriend's eggs at breakfast and fish at dinners, I didn't know what to do. I repeated my little mantra, "I'm a vegan, I'm a vegan, I'm a vegan," hoping these three words would act as magic, keeping me in control. But the urge to steal a bite of his omelet or a forkful of his cod just wouldn't let up. So I went to my doctor and I got tested to see if my new animal craving was due to me being deficient in something, something found in animals for which I could just take a supplement and be fixed of these unwanted cravings. But I wasn't deficient in anything. So I tried putting it out of my mind. I simply just wouldn't let myself admit that I was craving animal food. Instead, I forced myself to focus on the plant-based deliciousness that was on my own plate. God, I was so ashamed. I felt like I had totally failed. Talia the vegan wanted fish and eggs. Geico customers could now save 20% in 20 minutes. It couldn't be. After months, seriously, months of beating myself up and begging myself to stop the cravings, I did the seemingly impossible. I ate a delicious gnocchi dish that was made with egg whites. We were at a restaurant and there was the usual, "Is there dairy or any animal product in the gnocchi? I'm a vegan." To which the server replied, "It's made with egg whites." My boyfriend asked me, "Okay, what's your backup?" And I said, "It's okay, I'll have it." To which my boyfriend's jaw dropped. Now, I am totally aware that this probably sounds ludicrous to you. Here I am acting like allowing a bit of egg whites in a yummy meal was as monumental of a thing as signing a lease on a house, or handing in a thesis paper, or choosing a hashtag for a wedding. But for me, someone who paraded around the world with "I'm a vegan" tattooed to her forehead, someone whose whole identity revolved around her diet that restricted anything but plants, okaying those egg whites was monumental. And guess what? Upon eating the egg whites, my world didn't end. I was shocked, truly. I actually started to feel even more awesome once I slowly incorporated a little fish and egg whites into my diet over the next year. So I started to wonder if my 4 years of teaching myself how to cook without butter, how to make ice cream without dairy, how to enjoy pizza without cheese, how to get protein without meat, how to like sushi without fish, how to love kale, chia, and mushrooms, how to be Talia the vegan was all in vain. And I answered that question with a no, because throughout this whole journey, I'd finally learned the secret to healthy eating, the simple way to eat that not enough people are talking about, that it's not about the label, it's not about rules, it's about plants. Think about this. There are tons of people everywhere who swear by their different diets, right? There are South Beach diet fanatics and Whole30 devotees, millions of people who are reliant on Weight Watchers, committed to being paleo or vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, lacto-ovo, octagono-vegetarian. And while all those different diets might disagree on grains, oils, meat, dairy, and so on, they all agree on one common thing. All those different diets share one common denominator. Can you guess what that is? It's plants. Mother effing plants, yo. You will never meet a diet that doesn't encourage more plant eating, more fruit and veggie eating. Hell, even Weight Watchers bribes people to eat more plants by making them 0 points on their weight loss plan. So let's all just try to eat more plants. But now, what is plant-based? Like when I say I'm a plant-based chef, or someone like me, and hopefully soon you too, says I eat a plant-based diet, or your coworker asked, what's plant-based? Well, to me, a plant-based diet literally means that the base of one's diet is plants. It's what that person eats the most of, where most of their calories come from, what covers most of the real estate on their plates, their shopping carts, their fridge, their Instagram feeds. My food philosophy couldn't be more simple. Just eat more plants than you do crap. That's it. Boom. Done. Mic drop. No, I won't do that because that'll hurt your ears. A plant-based diet doesn't mean vegan, though it could. It doesn't mean paleo, though it could mean that too. It just means to me that the bulk of your diet comes from plants. Okay, so what are plants? Seems simple, but I might as well explain. Plants are those things that are not made in a manufacturing plant. The things that someone, maybe you or maybe your CSA, planted. They're the colorful things that line the perimeter of the grocery store. They're the things that frustratingly grow mold on them after a little while because they're actually alive enough to rot, which is a good thing. They're things without pretty packaging, celebrity endorsements, or clever marketing slogans. There are things like fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, whole grains, oils, and herbs. Plants. And what is crap? The stuff you're not supposed to eat a lot of. Crap is chemical, refined, artificial, and processed foods. Crap. Chemical, refined, artificial, processed foods. Get it? It's an acronym. Now, of course, there are some loopholes to this. There are some plants that get refined and processed that I still eat and wouldn't discourage you from eating too. Things like plant-based protein powder. That's powder that's been processed from brown rice if you're eating brown rice protein powder. There's sprouted grain bread, which is obviously grains that have been processed into bread. There's lentil pasta, which means lentils got mechanically made into pasta. There are bars made from nuts, seeds, and fruit that certainly were processed and put in packages with pretty labels and fun slogans. But let's think about all those things, okay? Their main ingredient of powders, breads, pastas, bars, etc. that I'd recommend you eat came from a plant. A grain, a bean, a nut, a fruit, a plant. And no, for the record, corn syrup is not a plant. Again, I found that great health, happiness, and a pant size comes from eating more plants than you do crap. It couldn't be more simple. It also couldn't be more delicious, because let me clear this up right now. Eating plant-based does not mean exclusively eating salads and drinking green drinks. A chia pudding made with chia seeds, a plant, almond milk from a plant, stevia, a plant, and berries, a plant, is a fully plant-based meal that is not a salad and is terrific. Rice pasta with lentil bolognese, pasta made from rice, a plant, drenched in tomato sauce, all plants, with basil, a plant, and lentils, a plant, is another fully plant-based meal that is not a salad and is phenomenal and super easy to make and is linked for you on partyofmyplants.com/one. Even wine made from fermented grapes, a plant, is a plant-based meal that is definitely not a salad. So long gone are the days that eating healthy requires eating boringly or eating blandly. I mean, those days haven't been the days since Ross and Rachel were on a break. But I was always taught to show, don't tell. So instead of me telling you how to make easy, non-salad, non-lame plant-based meals, I love to show you how to make them on my YouTube channel. So just head to youtube.com/partyinmyplants for your new favorite plant-based cooking show. But I will tell you this. Plant-based eating is not a trend, my friend. Even though it might be trending on Instagram or magazine stands right now, it is not a trend. Because guess what? Trends go out of trend. Lip injections become lame, bell bottoms become boring, and Tinder becomes outdated. Eating a diet of primarily plants will never be lame, boring, or outdated. So I encourage you to start throwing a party in your plants out of the desire to feel awesome, not to be part of the in crowd. Because really, with plants, the only thing that can become outdated is yourself not feeling and looking your best. Dawg. Thanks for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I hope you're feeling totally in the know now about being plant-based, both so you'll start to eat more plants and so when what's a plant-based diet comes up at trivia, you can win a point. Do you have a healthy living question you want answered on air? You can easily submit it and find all the deets from this episode, plus so much more that makes healthy living not suck, over at partyinmyplants.com/one.